Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. Today is July 24th, 2020. And today's show is going to be very, very important. And there's two reasons. Because we're going to talk about something that 76% of Americans complain they suffer from. And we're not only going to give you a solution, but we're going to give away a free bottle of it as well. I feel like Oprah. So stay tuned. This is going to be good. Before we get started, of course, I have to thank our title sponsor, Legendary Foods, who makes a generous contribution to the continuation of this show. Their website is eatlegendary.com. Their code is SHR. You save 10% off everything. If you're a low-carb, keto kind of person, you need to visit this website because they have decadent nut butters that you'll swear are bad for you. They have seasoned almonds that are great for on the road. And their tasty pastry, which I've been told, I think around October, there'll be a couple new flavors coming out. I'm very excited about that. Right now they have a strawberry and a cinnamon maple, I believe it is. And both of them have 9 grams of high-quality, high-leucine protein, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 3 to 4 impact carbohydrates. They're great for you. They're great for the kids. Whether you're homeschooling or sending your kids back to school next month, this is something great to include for them. So there you go. So that's that. And now we're going to bring my guests on. Get rid of my mug. And that's Wade Lightheart and Matt Gallant. How you guys doing?
Can you hear me? Doing awesome.
Okay. Everybody hear me? Okay.
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So we've talked about this product before. But we're talking about it again for two reasons. Because, number one, its importance in the management of digestive health. And number two, because we're going to give a free bottle away to everybody who's listening to the show today, which is insane. But it also shows that the mission of Bioptimizers is to truly change people's lives. And you believe in your product so much that you're willing to put your money behind it. And actually give a bottle away so people can try it and see. And I think that's very commendable. Most people don't want to give something away. They want you to buy that first bottle because they know that first bottle may be all you ever buy. So
yeah, we're big fans of the Mrs. Field cookie strategy, which she, you know, she used to walk around and give people samples, and the product spoke for itself. So we know that once people experience the effects, that They're a hook, so that's why we're willing to do that.
Right, exactly. And so talk about Masszyme, why you guys created this. What were the problems that one of you I'm sure somebody faced these problems and this was the solution, right?
Yeah. In 2003, when I was competing at the Mr. Universe, doing the extreme dieting and training and using, you know, whey protein, all that sort of stuff. I, you know, looked great in the contest, but after the show, I gained 42 pounds of fat and water in 11 weeks, went into a digestive nightmare. Had edema, swelling, joint pain, brain fog, you know, all of the horrific symptoms. And I'm supposed to be a high performance athlete. I'm like, how's this possible? Well, I blew out my digestion. And fortunately, we met a medical doctor by the name of Dr. Michael, and he said to me something that changed my life. He said, Wade, you've learned to build the body from the outside in. You haven't learned to build the body from the inside out. And Matt and I attended one of his intensive seminars where he explained the methodology of optimizing your digestion and why, because of modern food production, distribution, and development over the last 100 years, it was the most critical aspect in order to not only enjoy better health, but to deliver all of the other nutrients that you might be taking or supplements or dietary choices. And so it was a radical idea. We said, we're going all in. We followed his program and his protocol. and completely transformed our health, our awareness. I got my body back in 6 months. Not only did I get my body back, but I felt better. My brain worked better. I didn't have the joint pain from lifting that I was so used to. I didn't have the wake up in the morning tired feeling. And I didn't realize that all of this digestive dis-ease was actually sucking the living life out of me. And I learned about enzyme nutrition with Dr. Edward Howell and food enzymes for health and longevity. And this is a critical element that's missing out of our definition of food. And because of that missing definition, we have set ourselves up for a host of errors to the tune that 13% of the emergency hospital visits today are related to gastrointestinal issues. And 100 million people on any given day are suffering from digestive issues enough that they're willing to take an over-the-counter or prescription medication in America alone.
So AARP did a survey, and they estimated that 76% of those polled had said that they had some sort of digestive issue within the previous week. The problem with digestive issues is that they're typically not chronic. You know, they come and they go. And so when you have it, you kind of suck it up, and the next day maybe it's gone. There are a large percentage of people now that have chronic digestive issues, and these end up leading to a variety of different diseases. They're tied to even Parkinson's disease is now said to start in the stomach. And I think we've done our best on this show to discuss the relationship between your gut, your immune system, and the army of the immune system, which is inflammation. When people have gut issues, what I've discovered most often, it's a result of gut motility, digestive motility, the food moving through the digestive system the way it's supposed to, the role of peristalsis to kind of squeeze things like a tube of toothpaste downstream. What people don't realize is peristalsis can't begin if the food is just sitting in your stomach, literally rotting. Talk about that for a second, because even, you know, a large percentage of people who suffer from gastro and GERD, a reflux disorder, suffer from it because the food is not moving out of the stomach. It's literally rotting in the stomach. It's producing gases in the stomach, and those gases exceed the 20 millimeters of water, which is the break point for the esophageal sphincter to open up, and now the food starts coming back up because it's not going down like it's supposed to. Talk about the role of digestion in motility and in GERD. Whoever wants to jump on that one.
Go ahead, Wade.
Yeah. So these are the unintended consequences of technological innovation. And when we introduced factory farming, when we introduced nitrogen to the soil, what happened? We got an increased yield. We dropped the protein content. We dropped the enzyme content. We dropped the mineral and the vitamin content. And we started gathering and distributing our food in a different way than what we used to. At the turn of the century, 98% of people lived on the farm and got their food fresh or local. Now it's less than 2% of the, you know, the people are working in a farming situation or in that side of industry, and everything's been packaged, irradiated, pasteurized, and then cooked. Now, we're the only species that does that. And why is that relative to this question? Well, the thing is the one thing that separates stones from plants from people is enzymes. These are the catalysts of every chemical reaction inside your body and are critical, particularly in the first stages of digestion. So when you eat food, if I'm a tiger, I knock down a zebra. I eat the zebra. I eat the entrails first, where the enzymes and probiotics are. Then I eat the rest. It's fresh. I get all the enzymes. I get all the probiotics. If I'm a bear grabbing a blueberry and a salmon, I do the same thing. I get it in a raw. I get the enzymes. I get the probiotics that are invented. If I'm a cow or a horse eating grass, I get the enzymes and probiotics. Well, we're the only species that cooks, irradiates, pasteurizes our food, not to mention everything else we put on it. And all of those things, okay, make it very difficult. Our body has to produce, instead of producing enzymes to run our brain or to run our heart or to run us up, we're now shunting all that production to produce enzymes that aren't present in our food. So in the first section of digestion, the enzymes are supposed to start breaking down that food in the first 30, 60 minutes. Then hydrochloric acid comes in. Now, by the time you're 30 or 40 years old, most people don't have enough hydrochloric acid, probably about 98% of the population. That's a combination of dehydration and other factors. But that hydrochloric acid now changes the pH of the food. Some enzymes are going to be activated and some are going to be deactivated. Now, here's the thing. If you didn't have enzymes in the first place, that didn't happen. And if you don't have enough hydrochloric acid, now you've got this big ball of food trying to sit there and get out. It can't get out. It can't break down. It's stuck. And we've all had that feeling, that pit sitting in our gut going, ah, you know, like something didn't sit well with me. No, you didn't have any enzymes. You didn't have enough hydrochloric acid for whatever's going on. Maybe you're stressed out that day. You know, maybe you had too much coffee. Maybe you got in a fight with your wife. Who knows? But the bottom line is, it's a combination of factors that are above and beyond not just the food, but what's in the food, how you ate the food, how you digest the food. And then finally, if you do get that block, guess what? The undigested food now becomes feed for bad bacteria. So you wake up in the morning with bad breath. You got crusts in the eyes. You need 13 cups of coffee to get the game going, to get to your A game. And by that time, you're living on cortisol and adrenaline. You're ready to punch out everybody and run out in the street and loot and burn. That's what happens to people. And you know, Hippocrates said this a long time ago. He said, hey, look, all disease and health begins in the stomach, right? So the bottom line is, it's people go, well, why do I need enzymes? Why do I need hydrochloric acid? Because our food production and distribution isn't what it is, and our definition of those things hasn't changed since like World War II.
In fact, Hippocrates coined the term hypochondriac, and it's been misused now to imply that these are people who think they have diseases, but they don't. But the original meaning of hypochondriac, hypo meaning below, and the chondriac came from Latin word for the ribs, the rib cage. And so these people were manifesting illness from below the ribs, which meant it was coming from their entire digestive system, not just their stomach, but everything in that viscera. And people who are hypochondriacs, it wasn't easy to put your finger on the cause of a disease, because it was not a thing. It was a process that had gone wrong. And that's where the term came from. I don't think people understand this real issue and how dangerous it is. I've often thought about when I've had this happen. And by the way, I use Masszyme. I also use the Gluten Guard because I'm eating more plant-based proteins, because I'm eating plants again right now. I can tell a huge difference, and here's the difference. If I don't take these, and I take them right after the meal, I figure, let the enzymes my body is still producing start the job. And then let me use these to fill in, to follow up. And I take fairly large doses. I take slightly larger doses than are recommended on the bottles. But here's what happens when I don't use them. Maybe I forgot to take them with me. I start to get gassy and I have to burp. And I literally take my fingers and I knead my intestines and my stomach. And the burps come up and I work hard. I flex my stomach to squeeze everything to get as much out. And then within 10 or 15 minutes, it's filled back up again. And so what I envision is, any of you who have played around with organic chemistry, you know that if you take something and you put a drop of acid on it, far less than could actually engulf what you're putting the acid on, it just bubbles and oozes and makes this frothy foam. But if you put enough acid on it that can actually cover this object, it dissolves. There's very little gas given off. There's no bubbling. It just disappears. And so what I often imagine in my stomach is there's undigested food sitting there bubbling and gurgling. And how do I get it out of there? The answer isn't PPIs. The answer isn't antacids, because that's just going to make the problem worse. The problem is you're not digesting the food. It's sitting there and fermenting and gurgling. So this is where the enzymes come in for me. So what am I real off on this, or have I discovered really why we get bloated after we eat a meal? Matt?
No, I think as part of it. Yeah, I mean, I think fundamentally, and if you're not producing enough acid, there is definitely more gas. Like I usually do two. I used to do one, but I do two high calorie days a week. You know, 5,000 to 6,000 calories, which is a lot of food. If you've never tried to eat 6,000 calories for a couple of days, and mostly clean food. I mean, I might have a couple of burgers or a pizza, but mostly clean. And before, I would use, you know, HCL, Masszymes, Gluten Guardian. I used to have a lot of digestive distress, a lot of gas, a lot of challenges. Now it's virtually zero. So, you know, when you're pushing the food consumption, it's a great opportunity to test these things. And it definitely makes a night and day difference. You know, just to go back to kind of the basics of nutrition. And I used to be in this boat, you know, before we discovered all this stuff. We thought that, hey, all you got to do is just eat macros, you know, get your protein, get your carbs and your fats, and that's all you need to focus on. What we didn't realize was that, you know, that's just the first phase of what we call nutrification. The second phase is you got to break it down, and then part of that is you need to then transport the broken down nutrients through the intestinal tract. And then the last phase is the assimilation. So again, you got to consume good food, break it down into its usable components, transport through the intestinal tract, and then assimilate them either as energy or building blocks. And that's where enzymes come in. I mean, enzymes help you break down the food. Again, break down, we're all investing a lot of time, energy, money into consuming good foods. The enzymes will help you extract a lot more value from that food, break it down into the components. And then we have AstraZyme. And what one of the cool things about AstraZymes is it transports up to 66% more amino acids through the intestinal tract. So not only are you getting, you're breaking down more aminos, but you've got the transporters to bring them through the intestinal tract. But it doesn't end there. We know that if you take enzymes, enough enzymes, take them on an empty stomach, you're going to have more circulating enzymes through your bloodstream. And then those enzymes are critical for that final piece of the assimilation. And we know, just looking at the research, for example, on karate fighters, boxers, that taking proteolytic enzymes like Masszymes on an empty stomach has a massive, massive effect on recovery. I mean, we're talking a 50%+ reduction in recovery time. And why is that? Because again, it's the assimilation, it's the cellular repair. You know, our bodies are producing tens of thousands of proteins and peptides all the time. And what it needs to do that is two things. It needs amino acids and it needs enzymes in order to either break down, convert, catalyze, create a new amino acid, a new peptide, a new protein. So if you don't have enough amino acids, which comes from our protein, or enough enzymes flowing through your body, you're just not repairing. And I think from an anti-aging perspective, this is massive. And the research on supercentenarians seems to indicate that actually what kills people is protein agglomeration in the cells. In other words, the cell is so gooped up with protein as it gets older and older that it stops functioning. It stops dividing. We get zombie cells, senescent cells.
So wait. I want to stay with this. Hold on. So what you're telling me is that one of the things that actually triggers a senescent cell is the accumulation of unusable rogue protein in the cell.
That's what we believe. I mean, we know that, again, the senescent cells happen when they stop dividing, right? They divide about 50 times, Hayflick's limit, all this stuff. But yeah, I mean, once there's too much protein in a cell, it just stops functioning. So again, that's one of the big key beliefs around what's killing people that are over 100 is actually protein agglomeration.
So what about the several proteins associated with neurological disorders in the brain, like alpha-synuclein is associated with Parkinson's disease. What's the one from Alzheimer's disease? I haven't thought about it for so long. But these proteins are supposed to be broken down by different types of organelles and transported out of the body because they're basically metabolic debris. It sounds to me like not having enough of these available enzymes, if they're all being pulled into the gut for digesting food, not having them systemically could be a problem if we're looking at these plaques that build up from all of these rogue proteins that just kind of stick to things. What do you think?
Well, I'm going to say something. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm not making any medical claims here. But there was a doctor named Dr. Gonzalez that did 12,000 cancer patients back in the day. And a guy went to investigate him from the FDA to see if he was creating fraud. And what he was advocating was massive dosages of proteolytic enzymes, like just super physiological dosages. Like you'd be eating like 4 or 5 bottles of Masszymes a day would be the equivalent of what they were doing. And they were able to break down the proteins. His theory was that you could break down the protein accumulation within these kind of cancerous cells, and then that would destroy the layer outside of that where the immune system could then take it out. That was the theory in the proof, and he produced a lot of it. I'm not making a claim here. I want to be clear about that.
You're talking
that.
About
that's,
his research.
That's a document.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly. 12,000 people went through this process. Our mentor had overcome serious medical conditions and was probably the most vibrant senior citizen I've ever met in the entire history of my life. And he was so inspiring in that one interview. Matt and I were just talking about this the other day. The day our lives changed and the forerunner of the entire Bioptimizer story happened in the moment when this miraculous senior citizen walked in the door, told us his story about how he came back from conditions that had no hope, recaptured his own health, taught Bernard Jensen when he got really sick late in his life, helped him recover. You can check out the book and Come Alive, chapter 13, particularly is the one. And what they were doing is they were actually taking super physiological dosages of Masszymes in order to create these intricate biological responses by breaking down the accumulation of rogue proteins inside the body. That's the essence of what they were doing.
Wow.
And it sounds so far out, but when you think about it, we know that when you use exogenous enzymes like Masszymes and you check the stool, no matter how many you take, they don't find the enzymes in the stool.
Really? Unlike probiotics, which will pass through sometimes, you're saying the enzymes all stay in the body.
I've taken dosages up to 1,000 capsules a day, which feels awesome, by the way. It's an absolute fun experiment, super expensive. I had to start a company because of it. But the bottom line is you can feel stuff going on in your brain, stuff going on in your body. I had a major cleansing reaction in my liver when I did that during a 10-day water fast that I started taking massive dosage and had just an unbelievable experience. So now I'm not saying I'm a PhD. I'm not doing a double-blind study. We're biohackers. We're bio-optimists. You know what? I'm sure we'll get confirmed 50 years from now.
Right.
But I don't have time to wait 50 years.
Yeah.
And the reality is – we have a theory and a belief that when you take these digestive enzymes on an empty stomach or in super physiological dosages, it starts to be converted into other enzymes that are used metabolically and biochemically, intrinsically by the system for other things. Because if it's a proteolytic enzyme, we've noticed that a lot of people that struggle with, you know, neurotransmitter issues, it starts to improve. We notice if it's lipolytic enzymes and they have skin issues, they start to improve. We notice if they have blood sugar issues and they're taking the amylase enzymes, it starts to improve. We know if people can't eat plants and they get cellulose, all of a sudden it starts to improve. So we start seeing these other pathways happening inside the body or detoxification and cellulose. So we put all that stuff in Masszymes. It's not just a proteolytic enzyme. There's 17 different enzymes in there because we wanted to create enzyme for the masses. Doesn't matter what diet you're on. Doesn't matter what age you are. Doesn't matter whatever. It's the strongest, more potent product out there. And we just went, look, we love you, Carl. And we love being on your show. I think it's one of the best shows in the industry. It's so informative and you're so knowledgeable. Matt and I got together and we said, you know what? Don't even listen to us. Just stop right now. Go grab a bottle. We're going to give it to you as a service to your customers because I think you're on the bleeding edge with everything that you're doing out here and all this stuff. And the bottom line is we know that your customers are the same way. They love you. They're following you. They're up on it. They're taking responsibility for their health. So we're just going to do that for you. And go try it. Go down the whole bottle if you want.
Right.
It's free.
I'm actually thinking about doing a bottle in one day and just see what I feel. So you can get a free bottle of Masszymes by going to the website masszymes.com/SHR free. So it's masszymes.com/SHRFREE, all one word. You don't have to sign up for a reoccurring or, you know, most people that give you something for free, you can't get the free thing unless you sign up for the reoccurring order. And then their answer to that is, well, don't worry. You can cancel anytime you want. And then you forget. Next thing you know, the second bottle shows up and you're like, I didn't want this. It didn't work, but you paid for the second bottle. No future orders to sign up for, nothing to cancel. Pay shipping. It's legitimately a shipping charge. No tricks and 365-day money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. Nothing to lose and everything to gain by trying Masszymes. I do not eat a meal without Masszymes. I actually add a gluten guardian to it just because I am eating more plant-based foods and I don't do as well with plant-based proteins. And so the gluten guard gives me that. But I don't, if I eat a meal, and I just said this to Elisa, I said, if I, you know, I noticed such a big difference in the speed and comfort of postprandial digestion when I take them as opposed to when I don't. When I don't, I literally get bloaty and gassy. I've got to do this, massage my stomach to get the gas out. And like I said, I know what it is. The food is not digesting and moving down south. It's just sitting there and rotting in my stomach. And I guarantee that if you try this product, I'm sorry to say, you're not going to want to live without it because it will not only improve digestion, but it'll improve health issues that you never attributed to your gut. And you're going to have to stay with me through this break to find out what that is because I made a discovery. And here's what I'm going to say to get you to stay through the break. If you have lower back problems, don't tune out just yet. We'll be right back with more. Get your free bottle of Masszymes at masszymes.com/SHR free. Stay tuned. Chronic stress leaves us tired, distracted, and physically vulnerable. Apollo Neuro is here to help you take control. Apollo Neuro is a new wearable that trains your nervous system to be more resilient to stress. Apollo's gentle vibrations use your sense of touch to help you recover from stress, going from fight or flight to rest and digest so you can relax, get to sleep, focus, and stay healthy. Developed by physicians and neuroscientists, Apollo Neuro has been tested in multiple clinical trials and is proven to improve heart rate variability, the key biometric of stress. Special offer for friends of Superhuman Radio. Try Apollo Neuro today and get 15% off your purchase at apolloneuro.com/superhuman. That's apolloneuro.com/superhuman. Are you still on the fence about Body Protection Complex BPC Oral from DrSeeds.com? Listen to Maggie Kuhn, one of the owners of the C-Bus Lifting Company gym in Columbus, Ohio.
I had been having some nagging tendon issues that weren't injuries, just things that were annoying. You know, I'm 58 years old, so it's just older tendon kind of issues. For us powerlifters, you know, we really don't stop training when we have just nagging issues. We just kind of keep pushing through. And I started the BPC. What I noticed was I was doing some heavy tricep stuff that would have killed me before when I had an elbow problem, and I was able to do those with literally no pain at all.
Go to DrSeeds.com, DrSeeds.com. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your bottle of BPC Body Protection Complex today. If you suffer from digestive issues like gas, bloating, cramping, even when you're eating healthy, nutritious foods, then you could probably benefit from a high-quality enzyme. As you know, I'm a mega fan of Bioptimizers. They're one of the few supplement companies who I use religiously because their products work. I asked them for a great deal for my listeners and they over-delivered. Right now, you can get a bottle of Masszyme for free. All you need to do is pay a small shipping fee and there's no catch, no tricks, no forced continuity, nothing to cancel. They're so confident in their product that they offer a 365-day money-back guarantee. I'm positive you'll love the results. I strongly suggest you head over to their site to grab your free bottle before this offer runs out. Go to Masszyme.com. masszymes.com/SHR free. That's masszymes.com/SHRFREE, all one word. You will automatically get access to your unique coupon code to claim your free bottle, and there's a limit, one per household. Select Savory Snacks Original Biltong is the healthier alternative to sugar-laden beef jerky. Their sugar-free biltong is seasoned and then air-dried for up to 2 weeks, providing you with one of the most tender and flavorful meat snacks that you've ever had. They also use a fattier cut of beef, which adds to the tenderness and gives their biltong even better flavor. Select Savory Snacks Original Biltong is the perfect snack or travel companion for your busy life. Get a free bottle of Ranch-tastic seasoning with every order, free shipping on orders of $99 or more. Get yours today at selectsavorysnacks.com/SHR.
Unlock your potential with the best cognitive enhancement and anti-aging supplements on the market. PureNootropics.net goes the extra mile for the highest quality ingredients, third-party tested to make sure you only receive the best your money can buy. There's no better choice with their money-back guarantee and free shipping. Try their best-selling DHM. Dihydromyrcetin prevents hangovers and helps the liver detox after a night of drinking. Get your DHM and other nootropics and longevity supplements from PureNootropics.net. The purest supplements around.
Whether your goal is to build muscle or burn fat, you'll find everything you need at Redcon One. Need help getting a good night's sleep? Try Fade Out, or the most popular pre-workout supplement on the market today, Total War. Sign up for their new Transformation Challenge and win $10,000. Or shop for apparel that people at the gym will know that you are serious about your training. Need a testosterone booster that works? Check out Boomstick. Whatever you need, you'll find the best quality supplements on the market at Redcon One. Go to RedconOne.com. That's R-E-D-C-O-N, the number one.com. Or go to SuperHumanRadio.net and click the Redcon One banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
You're laughing because of that ripped and ready thing, right?
I'm over here. I'm over here banging out like rock chords on the break. So. I love it.
That and we were just joking the other day. You know, the name of pre-workouts cracks us up. I saw one the other day that really cracked me up called Psychotic Gold. But anyways, yeah, the pre-workouts, I love the branding and the marketing. It's just way over the top, which we like.
Yeah, if I come out with a pre-workout, I'm going to call
Total
it
War.
I'm going to call it Mass Murderer. No, I'll call it, no, even better. I'm going to come out with a pre-workout. I'm calling it Jeffrey Dahmer. That's what I'm going to call it. Because there's nobody crazier than him. So, I have some lower back problems, L4, L5, S1 compressions that I know are from years of heavy loading of the spine. But I noticed something else that contributes to it. I get this stiffness in my lower back. So my stomach was very distended a couple years ago. My back problems were the worst at that point in time. As my stomach distension has improved, which I attribute a lot of it to using enzymes with the meal, and you have to understand something. The stomach literally takes like maybe a decade to get effed up. You can't expect it to just change like that. It takes years to get your stomach straight. But if you have confidence in the protocol you're using, you just wait it out because you know, like week by week, month by month, you start to notice, oh, this is getting better. Well, one of the things I think is contributing to a lot of people who have L4, L5, or even L4, L5, S1 problems, who maybe never loaded their spine, but they're developing lower back problems. Look at your gut. If your gut looks like the Jiffy Pop popcorn tinfoil thing, think about the mechanics of that. So you have an arch, right? You have an S-shaped arch in your back, and your lower back, your butt's supposed to pop out a little bit. Not dramatically like some cheerleader, but just naturally. As your stomach gets bloated and stays bloated, and your intestines are constantly filled with gas, you start to develop a distended stomach. Now, think about it. You have this flat wall. It's attached to your spine, technically. It really is. Even though it doesn't attach directly to your spine, it's attached to other core muscles and tissue that have an effect on your spine. Well, when you start doing this with it, when something starts pushing this way, it's like a bow and arrow, right? So If you used to shoot an old recurve like I used to, the recurve has a curve in it, right? recurve. One, two. When you pull like this, that recurve flattens out and it goes like this. It changes. Changes shape completely. Well, as your gut becomes more and more distended, it's almost like the spine is like that bow. The spine changes shape to accommodate this change in gravitational forces, this change in the center of gravity, but also it changes shape because of the muscular pull on the spine. The spine, just like a recurve bow, loses its lower curve. And now all of a sudden, you're walking around without that curve in the lower back, which is causing your discs to take the burden of uneven loading. And over time, you start to develop little pains in your lower back. I'm telling you, I'm sure of what I'm saying. I'm sure of this. I'm not saying everybody, but if you have a greatly distended stomach and lower back pain, and you've never squatted 700 pounds, and you know that your lower back shouldn't be that jacked up, you may want to look at getting your gut straightened out so the bongo drum, the stomach starts to come back down like this, and it allows that lower spine to retake that curve that it wants to have. Now, I don't hear anybody talking about this out there in the world, so I got to ask you guys to critique. What do you think? What do you think about this theory?
I like it. I mean, I've got a degree in kinesiology, and I think that what happens a lot in the body, if you've got one part that's out, let's say you got a foot issue, well, then the calf muscles start adjusting, the quads, hamstrings, glutes, hips, spine, neck, it kind of systematically starts getting out of whack. And I think you're right. I think, you know, when you got more weight, I've never thought of your theory, but I really like it. I think when you've got more weight pulling you forward, that's going to load the back more for sure. That's just physics. And I like also your thoughts around the pressure on the muscles itself. And that could definitely change potentially the curvature of the spine.
Like, have either of you ever shot a recurve, the old fashioned before compound bows, a recurve bow and arrow?
Oh yeah.
So you know that it has where you grab it, it has a curve, and then it comes back around and curves this way. When you pull this way, which is the gut becoming distended, it loses all of its curve and it takes on a new curve, which is just an arch like this. And if that happens to your spine's going to be jacked up.
Big time. And then, of course, then what's compounds it, then you don't want to move. And then guess what? You're sitting in a chair and your abdominal muscles don't flex. So now all that pressure is sitting right on your spine. And that's where people start getting compression and they start getting the discs coming out. So too much weight, unproductive digestive systems, and a sedentary lifestyle. You got that combination. Good luck trying to fix your back if you're not going to fix those areas.
So Tommy D asked this question. Is it okay to take Masszymes in the evening? Will it interrupt sleep? Because they energize a little
bit. Will improve sleep? Well, no, most people report, and I've done the experience many times, and it's kind of a very go-to protocol. So again, to get more of a systemic effect, usually take it right upon awakening, 3 to 5 caps or before bed. And most people report getting better sleep. I mean, I've been tracking my sleep. I had the Zio before the Oura Ring.
Yeah.
And the one thing, and this not just me, I mean, I'll talk to anybody who tracks your sleep. Nothing will wreck your sleep quality, in my experience, more than a meal. That is undigested
food in your stomach.
In your gut.
In fact, Dr. Dale Bredesen linked that as one of the contributors to the development of Alzheimer's disease. Because autophagy doesn't take place if the stomach is still trying to get the food out from the 6 o'clock meal. If it's not digested yet, and the body's still, the factory's still open, you're not resting at night.
Yeah, I wouldn't take Capex before bed, but Masszymes, there's zero issues. Most people report better sleep.
But stack it with magnesium if you want to go to the next level far as, you know, getting your deep sleep. That combination is extraordinary.
Jeff Clifton says he takes both Masszymes and Mag Breakthrough at sleep, and he has a huge difference. Oh, no, he says he takes on an empty stomach and Mag Breakthrough, and it made a huge difference in him, in his health, I guess. He didn't say sleep. This is a good question from Jesse Yowell Freeman. Are large doses of Masszyme safe to take on an empty stomach when previously diagnosed with an ulcer 12 years ago? I don't take them on an empty stomach all the time, but on occasion I feel a slight pain in the upper abdomen, similar to that of the ulcer pain, after taking Masszymes and MassPro Synthogen, which, by the way, makes for a beast-like day in the gym. MassPro is an amazing product that has that Rapanthicum cardamoid extract in it, and it's pretty powerful stuff, not non-hormonal. What do you think? You stay away from it if you've had an ulcer?
Yeah, so people have to understand, so where people get ulcers is usually there's a perforation either in the stomach wall or there's a leakage of hydrochloric acid coming out of the intestinal tract because you're not buffering the acid with bicarbonate buffers, which is a fancy name for alkaline minerals, and you start getting seepages in there. Now, your stomach is made for high acid environments, but your intestinal tract isn't, so it goes in there and you start burning holes. Now, what's unique about Masszymes, unlike other enzymes out there that are in the market today, there is evidence that they become reactivated in the intestinal tract to complete amino acid transfer at the thing. And so what happens is there's a lot of research that says, well, enzymes don't suffer that. But what happens is acids will deactivate some proteases and activate others. And when they become activated, now you have an active proteolytic enzyme inside the intestinal tract, which is, if you have a perforation in there, it's going to start digesting that piece. And so there is a warning. Masszymes are so effective that if you have ulcers or that if you have gastritis, some sort of inflammatory conditions or of any sort, please do not take this product. It's too strong. It's too potent. You're going to run into problems. And if they want, they can just send a message to me, customer support. I'll direct them to some enzyme products that may be effective for them. It's different companies and things like that that I know that people are doing specifics, you know, and gastroenterologists and people are experts in those areas where I can direct them and you get the specific stuff because you do not want to mess around with ulcers. If you got ulcers, you need to get medical intervention as quickly as possible and get that issue addressed. That is a serious medical condition that you do not want to take Masszymes, and you certainly want an expert in your area to dive into it and correct it. This is not something you want to leave unchecked.
So one of the things that works for people with ulcers, and I've given this recommendation over the past decade or more, and I've had a lot of people email me back and say it works, but it takes about 6 months for this to work. An ulcer can't happen if the mucosal barrier in the duodenum isn't in place. Most people get duodenal ulcers up high. If you feel your ulcers up high, that's usually in the duodenum. If you feel it down low, like by your navel, that's what you're talking about in the intestines. But if you feel it up high, it's fairly high up in the stomach. The stomach, and as Wade points out, the stomach is made for hydrochloric acid, which is so strong, we don't realize it. It's battery acid. Think about that. And so the way the stomach repels or avoids from getting damaged from its natural content of acid is it has a very thick mucosal barrier, mucus, just like you blow out of your nose. And this is resistant to acid. When that barrier thins or breaks down, then the acid can touch skin. And now you have an ulcer occurring. To replenish the mucosal barrier of the stomach, do this for 6 months. It's not cheap. I'm warning you. Upon wakening on an empty stomach and upon going to sleep at least 3 to 4 hours after your last meal, 20 grams of glutamine, nothing fancy, just plain glutamine. It doesn't have to be L-glutamine or, you know, just plain glutamine. And about 250 to 400 milligrams of deglycerized licorice root. If you don't get the deglycerized, it will raise your blood pressure, and that's not good. These two things are designed to replenish the mucosal barrier of your stomach. But that ulcer and the breakdown of that mucosal barrier took months to happen. Didn't happen overnight. It happened probably over the course of years. If you do this religiously, in about 6 months, you'll stop noticing any kind of pain from anything you do that feels like an ulcer. But now you have to keep doing it. Once you know it works for you, do it for the rest of the year. That will actually help replenish the mucosal barrier. And that's actually good for the entire stomach, because if you have an ulcer, then chances are there are other spots in your stomach that have thinned mucosal barriers. Those will become problems later on in life. Masszyme is a 17-enzyme full-spectrum formula with five different kinds of protease for optimal digestion. It is a very powerful and very effective enzyme blend for people who, but if you have problems like ulcers, you got to be careful with that, because you can die from an ulcer. You can actually bleed out from an ulcer if it gets too bad. So let's see, I think we have another question or comment here. I think Brandon Murphy meant a damn good point about the lower back problems being tied to stomach problems. And Jeff Clifton said, yes, it helps him with sleep. Magnesium breakthrough and the Masszymes on an empty stomach. So there you go. So that's evidence from somebody listening to the show. Not a lot is talked about when we talk about digestion, and that is mastication. And this is something that no one needs to buy a supplement for. I'd like to address mastication for a minute when we come back from this break. But before we do that, I just want to put the special up again, because this is like, nobody does this. Nobody does this. Nobody gives away a free bottle of something, and you literally really only pay for shipping. There's lots of self-liquidators out there. There's products out there that literally cost $2.75 a bottle. And they go, get your free bottle, just pay shipping. Shipping is like $6.95, and so they charge you $9.95, and it's a self-liquidator. It means that they're actually breaking even. They're making all their money back. They're not losing money. Masszymes is a very expensive product to produce, as I said. 17 enzymes, full spectrum formula, with five of them just being different types of protease. You can get a free bottle of Masszyme by going to masszymes.com/SHR free. masszymes.com/SHR free, all one word. No tricks. You don't have to sign up for repeat orders or anything like that. Give it a try. Use it religiously until the bottle is gone. Take it with your meals. Don't start experimenting yet with the systemic doses and stuff like that. Just take it with your meals and notice that you don't get bloated after meals anymore. Your stomach is starting to flatten out. Just let that happen. And then when that starts happening, then order more. And you will order more. I do not eat a meal without Masszymes. And that's a fact. And I notice a huge difference when I do eat a meal accidentally without them. We're going to take one quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about mastication. Not enough is talked about this particular process. It's a fancy word for chewing. Stay tuned.
I love beef. And if you love beef, listen up. I've discovered the best tasting beef in the world, and that's not an exaggeration, at Piedmontese.com. The Piedmontese breed is famous from Italy for being lean and unbelievably tender, with half the fat and calories of traditional beef. Even typically tough cuts are tender when it comes from the Piedmontese cows. And for the first time ever, Piedmontese cows are being raised here in the USA. Get two free 10-ounce New York strips when you purchase $50 or more at Piedmontese.com with code SHR. Go to Piedmontese.com. And use code SHR today. You will never eat any other type of beef ever again.
Over 11 million people in the U.S. have some form of retinal damage, also known as macular degeneration. This is expected to double to nearly 22 million by 2050. Artificial blue light, age, type 2 diabetes are all contributors. Doctors say there's no cure. ARMD is changing that opinion. In one clinical trial, 93% of patients had arrested or improved their condition. 54% reported lessening of glare, reduced dryness, and improved clarity and comfort. And 0% felt worse during treatment and no side effects. Take control of your macular degeneration or keep it from ever occurring. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and get ARMD today. If you suffer from digestive issues like gas, bloating, cramping, even when you're eating healthy, nutritious foods, then you could probably benefit from a high-quality enzyme. As you know, I'm a mega fan of Bioptimizers. They're one of the few supplement companies who I use religiously because their products work. I asked them for a great deal for my listeners, and they over-delivered. Right now, you can get a bottle of Masszyme for free. All you need to do is pay a small shipping fee, and there's no catch, no tricks, no forced continuity, nothing to cancel. They're so confident in their product that they offer a 365-day money-back guarantee. I'm positive you'll love the results. I strongly suggest you head over to their site to grab your free bottle before this offer runs out. Go to masszymes.com/SHR free. That's masszymes.com/SHRFREE, all one word. You will automatically get access to your unique coupon code to claim your free bottle, and there's a limit, one per household. There's no denying that a low-carb, low-sugar, keto lifestyle has been shown to reverse chronic inflammation and normalize insulin sensitivity. But we all want a sweet snack from time to time. Well, no matter what you're looking for, you'll find it at Perfect Keto. Bars, cookies, exogenous ketones, keto-friendly performance enhancers, it's all in one place. I love their chocolate quad ketone salts that balance all four minerals. And try their keto bars for unique taste satisfaction, all the while knowing you're staying in your keto lifestyle lane. Go to perfectketo.com/superhuman to save 20% off your purchase today.
Quest Nutrition makes bars, cookies, chips, and pizzas out of complete dairy-based proteins. Our products minimize net carbs and sugar without sacrificing taste. Each delicious chocolate-flavored chip, cookie chunk, and crunchy crumble is custom-made to maintain Quest macros. It's time to enjoy foods that work for you, not against you. It's time to enjoy your Quest.
Everybody wants to feel better, be healthier, and happier. If you don't sweat profusely on a regular basis, you won't feel as good as you could. Studies have shown the power of infrared sauna. Infrared penetrates 1 to 2 inches into the body. It helps those with back pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, depression, and anxiety. Patients get relief from infrared sauna. The Good Health Sauna has been shown to be an exercise mimetic, conveying many of the same benefits as cardio. There are a lot of reasons people buy a Good Health Sauna, but the bottom line is you will be a much happier, healthier person by using the Good Health Sauna every day. You'll crave it, you'll love it, and it will be the best purchase you have ever made. Good Health Saunas provide commercial-grade saunas for in-home and commercial use, backed by the best lifetime warranty in the industry. Unmatched customer service and the best financing makes owning one easy and will fit any budget. Go to goodhealthsauna.com/superhumanradio to learn more and save 25% off.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. Good Health Sauna not only has 25% off, which is a ridiculous discount on an infrared sauna, but they have 18 months no interest financing just for my audience. We're trying to prove to them that advertising on podcasts is as effective as going to these home and garden shows. So they have really reduced the entry level to get involved. Jesse Yowell Freeman said, thanks. He's going to give this a try and love the show and the knowledge. Thank you very much for watching and spending your time here. So talk about mastication, right? We're all in a hurry. I literally work and eat with my hands at the same time. I know you're probably thinking, Carl, you're really missing out. And it's a stupid thing, but it's what I have to do to get through the day. Chewing really is much more important than we consider, right? Most of us just literally inhale our food. We say that, right? We say, oh, I just inhaled a meal, implying that we didn't chew it. What do you think? You think it's contributing to some of the problems with digestion?
Go ahead, Wade.
100%. You have to realize, and I am a card-carrying member, VIP, of the Gulper Club, okay? Okay, busy entrepreneur, got a lot going on. You know, I'm in between meetings. I run over to the kitchen. I do I do a lot of blended food because I know this in myself. And of course, we're a digestive health company. But like, because I know that's really pre-diet. Like, it's doing the mastication for me. It's why I'm a big fan of doing shakes and smoothies and things like that, because I just know myself. That being said, the other thing that I've noticed is if I'm watching a TV screen, if I'm watching TV, if I'm on my phone watching a movie, whatever, you just it's mindless eating. So we have to recognize that eating was one time a very celebratory event because it just didn't happen that much in human history. And when you, it's kind of like, imagine going to a really like five-star or Michelin three-star restaurant and they bring out the small portion. They bring, like, you ever wonder why they bring out small portions in really good restaurants? It's because you go, that's a small portion that cost me $85. I'm going to take a little bite and I'm going to chew this slowly and I'm going to get the complete savory effect of that food. Well, there's also, they bring out seven different courses, little tiny small pieces where you take the time over a couple of hours to digest and absorb and utilize and get the full flavor effect, the full neurological benefit of that food. Nobody does this nowadays, or almost nobody.
No.
And I can remember way back in school, I had a friend. She was, we used to compete in education together, and her mom was a nurse, and she used to sit there and chew her food. And she would just chew and chew, and we always used to laugh because she took so long to eat her lunch. I didn't realize the genius of the health practitioner that taught her kids to do this. And I've had to fight that one, but that is the most critical stage. I mean, we're, if you look at your, the way your molars are, it's designed to grind and masticate that food like you're grinding flour, right? It's a, imagine a grist
mill, like a mill.
And if it, if you're a carnivore, see, carnivores generally, they have ripping canines that rip the flesh and a different stomach that the flesh digests differently in a carnivore than a omnivore like a human or whatever. So the reality is you have to concentrate, especially if you're eating meat as well, to really grind that down or anything that that's chunky, whether that's vegetables, fibrous vegetables. That's another one. Same thing with, you know, a lot of people have problem with fibrous vegetables. The problem is they gulp their fibrous vegetable down. They didn't sit there and really grind it and let the juices, the pitolin and everything get activated and get that mixture going, prepare your body, your nervous system shifts. And that's why when you go to a nice restaurant, they've got the light down low, they've got candles, it's relaxed. There's no TVs, right? They're creating an environment that allows you to enjoy, savor, and food. And guess what? When you eat that way, you don't tend to overeat. And that's an important part of the mastication cycle. And almost nobody does it. And you have to train and condition yourself. Some people actually will use a timer or they'll count how many bites that they're taking. Like, you know, I need 30 chews per bite or whatever it happens to be. But for gulpers like me, it's essential to remind myself all the time.
Well, it's interesting because the opposite of fight or flight is rest and digest. And when we look at when we look at big cats on the Serengeti, right? They run down a gazelle, they eat, and then what do? They go lay under a tree and they fall asleep. It's like we don't do that, right? We eat while we work, we eat while we watch TV, we eat while we drive. So there is no rest and digest for humans in this day and age in modernity. What do you think, Matt? Do you chew your food really well?
No, I've been told that I'm a fast eater ever since I'm a kid. So even and when I'm in a restaurant setting with people, I have to like consciously slow myself down to try to, you don't want to finish your plate, you know, half an hour before everyone else. So no, it is kind of a conscious thing. But you know, there's two key things that happen when you start masticating. One is, you know, amylase. So for carbs, you know, you will actually start pre-digesting them in the mouth. And then the second thing is, if you're eating steaks, for an example, Your brain is recognizing, okay, this is proteins and fats. Let's start preparing the appropriate enzymes for this food. So if you just digest too fast, you're not really letting your brain know that it needs to prepare the right enzymes. So those are two really important parts of the digestive process. The other thing, too, is there's research that indicates that fast eaters have much more body fat than the slower eaters, the slower chewers, I should say. And it makes sense because we know it takes about 20 minutes for the stomach to tell your brain that you're full. And as a funny story, like my friend, and he's very conscious of it, very open about it. He has food issues. And he's like, yeah, man, I'm aware of the 20 minutes. That's why I'm cramming as much food as I can before the 20-minute clock hits the point, right?
The shut off.
So I think, so I think even for weight loss, eating slower matters quite a bit because you're going to get the signal you've had enough, you can stop before you cram as much calories as you can before the timer runs out.
It's interesting that chewing is triage then, Ted, technically. It's like chewing is not just masticating, but it's sampling and it's triaging so that the body can go, oh. And we know this is true because we know that runners who use a glucose drink and spit have the same effect as runners who drink the glucose drink as far as the way the body responds in insulin production and everything. So glucose signaling starts in the mouth. And that's fascinating to me that it's really, your mouth is like a triage center. It's telling the body what to get ready for. Here comes a patient and he's got a bullet wound, so let's triage him. We need to know what to do when he gets into the ER. Very, very cool stuff. It really is.
Quick power move is if you chew your Masszymes before your meal, and you want to go that route, it's epic for accelerating the digestive. If you're a little bit of a scarfer like me, and I am, so I know that. So I oftentimes will actually chew, and then my body knows I've got these proteolytic enzymes, and I'm not producing from my liver. That frees up my metabolic enzymes and also enhances the digestive process.
That is fascinating. Do they taste foul? Or are they enjoyable?
No, there's a very interesting flavor to them. And one of the ways that I test, I'm always testing anything out there, is I can tell the quality and quantity of the protease by the taste of the enzyme. So I go out and buy other companies and I can taste it. And so, I've been doing this for a long time and I can actually taste how much protease they say they have versus what they might say on the bottle or even the types. There's different flavor proteases with each one, but you kind of get used to it. And when you had a good proteolytic enzyme, you can tell it from something else because the enzymes are different.
That's fascinating. So last time I'm going to talk about this so that people can get on board because we don't know how long this is going to last, that they could run out of what they have deemed to give away for free. The website is masszymes.com/SHR free, masszymes.com/SHRFREE, all one word. You just have to pay a true shipping fee. You don't have to sign up for repeat orders. So there's nothing to cancel or set in your, I got to set an alarm for myself to make sure I cancel this before they bill my credit card and charge me again. There's a 365-day money-back guarantee on everything that Bioptimizer sells. And that tells you a lot right there. They don't want you to keep the product if it doesn't work for you. And my audience gets a free bottle of Masszymes to give a try. I don't think there are not a lot of companies that do that. I know there's not. I mean, I shop for supplements. Here's a comment. Hold on. Let's just get this in there before we pull the show away here. If you don't want to chew, should you pour in a smoothie? Could you pour Masszymes into a smoothie? And or could you pour it into dairy and make kefir out of it?
Well, no on the kefir because it'll just break it down. So I'm on my high-calorie days – one of the strategies for high-calorie days is to get rid of FODMAP foods, right? Get rid of foods that would produce gas because you want food that digests fast. And I eat, again, a lot of clean food, a lot of white rice and things like that. But the easiest digesting meal by a long shot is a super shake that I make, and I just put one cap of Masszymes and one cap of P301, which is also proteolytic. And it's pretty fascinating. I used to put more, but then the flavor, it's so intense it's so effective that is going to go from proteins to amino acids in about 20 to 30 minutes, which is a little challenging to put down. But one cap is enough. And I mean, it's the easiest digestive thing you'll ever drink. And, you know, basically you're drinking pre-digested amino acids at that point.
Yeah.
So I'm a big fan. We are big fans of putting one cap is enough usually in your protein shakes. And there's research that shows you will get more gains if you basically drink pre-digested protein like that throughout your workout as an intra workout drink. So I'm a big fan of doing that as well.
You remember back in the day, 20 years ago, I want to say, I think it was Twin Labs that introduced pre-digested protein supplements. And I don't remember what it was. I never bought it. But they had pre-digested protein back then.
Yeah, I was actually playing with hydrolyzed, which is the scientific word for pre-digested amino acids, when I was in university. And we were doing my body fat test every week at that point. At the university, and we were testing with or without, and it was probably doubling my gains most of the time. And again, I was natural, and I was just gaining maybe half a pound of lean body mass a week. I was kind of my peak of natural testosterone and training twice a day and all that crazy stuff, but it made a big impact. So yeah, I'm a big fan of pre-digesting protein and drinking it or consuming it intra workout.
Remember in the movie The Fly, did you want to say something, Wade, real quick? I think you wanted to throw something in
there. Well, one of our secret crazy events is we did a 300 set workout one day, every set to failure. And in order to maintain that, we made these shakes mixed up with the Masszymes and P3OM. And then we sipped it throughout the workout. Now, we came home and thought we were going to be dead. We're like, I don't know what's going to happen to someone. We might, rigor mortis might set in. And we woke up the next day and were absolutely stunned that we weren't sore. We were a little bit stiff, but I thought we were going to be dead. And we attribute it to the pre-workout. So for those listening, take a bottle. If you're listening, having shakes, instead of doing it after the workout, mix the shake up before your workout and sip through it with one of those enzyme caps and just do that for a week or two and see what the results are for your training.
So collagen is pre-digested, not necessarily if it's hydrolyzed collagen, but there's also hydrolyzed whey protein, there's hydrolyzed casein, hydrolysis cleaves and separates amino acids, so your body doesn't have to do it. So Jeff, not all collagen is pre-digested. Obviously, if you're eating chicken and you're eating the collagen off the bone, that's just raw collagen. But if it says collagen hydrolysate, then it is obviously processed, if you will, so that it's in a simpler form. Did I say that right, Matt?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So nailed
it.
There you go. And then the only thing I wanted to mention was remember the movie The Fly with Jeff Goldblum, where he starts to become a fly. And do you remember how flies eat? They spit up their saliva, which has a lot of enzymes in it, and they start breaking down the flesh before they actually suck it back up. And that's all I kept thinking about when you guys were like, yeah, just put the stuff in your shake and drink it down. I thought about the fly for a second. So flies are way ahead of us, man. They're way ahead of us. All right, look, it's good having you guys on the show, and thank you so much for doing this for my audience, because I know we're going to help a lot of people if they try this stuff for free. The website is masszymes.com/SHRfree. No tricks, no gimmicks. Just go there and try a bottle for free. You'll thank me later. All right, we'll talk to you guys again soon, okay?
Thanks, Carl. Your pleasure and wealth of knowledge. Thanks.
Thank you. I have useless knowledge. All right, see you guys later. We're going to take one quick commercial break. I want to tell you about a couple things we're doing here at Superhuman Radio we're really proud of. And stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Do you remember those delicious toaster pastries you had when you were a kid? You know, the rectangular sugar-filled snacks? Well, guess what? Legendary Foods has just made low-carb toaster pastry. This is the first of its kind, and honestly, these things are amazing. They have 3 to 4 net carb, less than 1 gram of sugar, and 9 grams of protein. You can eat them right out of the wrapper or lightly toast them. The only question is, which flavor? Strawberry or brown sugar cinnamon? They're available at eatlegendary.com and Amazon.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Chronic stress leaves us tired, distracted, and physically vulnerable. Apollo Neuro is here to help you take control. Apollo Neuro is a new wearable that trains your nervous system to be more resilient to stress. Apollo's gentle vibrations use your sense of touch to help you recover from stress, going from fight or flight to rest and digest, so you can relax, get to sleep, focus, and stay healthy. Developed by physicians and neuroscientists, Apollo Neuro has been tested in multiple clinical trials and is proven to improve heart rate variability, the key biometric of stress. Special offer for friends of Superhuman Radio. Try Apollo Neuro today and get 15% off your purchase at apolloneuro.com/superhuman. That's apolloneuro.com/superhuman.
You've heard me talk about the chill pill on the show and how effective it is at helping people who suffer from social anxiety, or sometimes when you just want to take the edge off to a long, stressful day. Well, listen to this story from Dylan Goutreau.
Definitely takes anxiety away, which I have a long history of. Having started out at 2 milligrams a day of Xanax, that was at 8 years old, and so I stopped using benzos 3 years ago. Extremely difficult. Yeah, so I spent about 3 years trying to find anything and everything I could that would be healthy for me to help with anxiety, because I'm talking, you know, full bull out panic attack. The chill pill was the first thing that I've found that actually, in the middle of a panic attack, I can take, and it definitely subsides.
Go to drseeds.com. That's DRSEEDS.com. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your first bottle of the chill pill. Check it out. I promise this is one supplement that delivers. Select Savory Snacks Original Biltong is the healthier alternative to sugar-laden beef jerky. Their sugar-free biltong is seasoned and then air-dried for up to 2 weeks, providing you with one of the most tender and flavorful meat snacks that you've ever had. They also use a fattier cut of beef, which adds to the tenderness and gives their biltong even better flavor. Select Savory Snacks Original Biltong is the perfect snack or travel companion for your busy life. Get a free bottle of Ranch-tastic seasoning with every order, free shipping on orders of $99 or more. Get yours today at SelectSavorySnacks.com.
Planet Earth CBD offers a fast-acting transdermal patch that targets your aches and pains for the relief you need. Not only is the patch uniquely patented, but it is widely believed to provide larger quantities of available cannabinoids to the source of pain than other brands' subpar products. Effective for 24 to 48 hours, experience the benefits of Planet Earth's high-quality transdermal patch. Manufactured by Next Generation Technology in an FDA-registered facility, this pressure-sensitive adhesive delivers rich hemp extract directly through the skin. Be it a neck ache or a headache, you can count on CBD to take off the edge. Go to planetearthcbd.com today to learn more.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Hey, welcome back. Just a couple things real quick. First of all, we have a historic event happening right now over at superhumanradio.net. You know, a lot of podcasters don't really make any investment in their websites. The exception to this rule is my friend Ben Greenfield, who has a website that gets a lot of traffic. But a lot of these other podcasters, they just depend on the platform where their show is distributed, like iTunes or Stitcher or whatever, which we do too. We're on every single podcast platform available today with the show. That being said, my website has always been a very important part of the process, because when I started doing the show in 2005, there were no podcast platforms. In fact, I may have told this story before, but this show started in November of 2005, the third week to be exact of November of 2005. It wasn't until October of 2006 that the word podcast was first used by a VJ. That's what they used to call them back then. They were video jockeys instead of disc jockeys. A VJ on MTV. Because MP3s were being used for people to listen to portable music, digital music. But then somebody got the idea that, hey, you know what? You can tape a radio show, a talk radio show for that matter, and download it and listen to that instead of music. And hence, broadcast was tagged onto the word pod, which came from iPod, which was the MP3 player of choice back then. And we ended up with podcast. So when I first started doing the show, there were no podcast directories for talk radio. And so I had to put my MP3 on my website so that people can go and download it and listen to it on their music MP3 player and travel and do cardio and listen to the show. So the website has always been a very, very important part of what I have done. Fast forward to just this morning. Alexa, not the Alexa you have at home that you speak to and it does things for you. Alexa is a website analysis website. It checks your traffic. It checks how fast your pages load. It checks a variety of different things. It checks like 16 different things about your website, and it gives it a score. The higher the number, like if your website is 4 million something on Alexa, it means you're not getting any traffic at all. The lower the number means that your traffic is high, your website is functioning properly. They actually have a grade, you know, and we try to stay within the 95 and above, and that's Michael Quantico, my web guy. He's constantly checking Alexa to make sure that we're doing everything and conforming to everything the way the website standards are for today. Like even when mobile website viewing on iPhones became a thing, Alexa started taking points away if your website wasn't friendly to mobile devices. And so we had to upgrade the structure of our website so that it would open in iPhones and iPads and, you know, Windows-based smartphones and appear properly, which just contributes to the accessibility. In fact, Google, along with Alexa, which I think Alexa is now owned by Google. I could be wrong about that. But Google wouldn't even put your website in the first page listing if it wasn't smartphone viewable. So all these things that we've done over the years to keep the website current and the things that we've done to make it run better, but more importantly, the things that we've done that have increased the visitors to the website have finally paid off. So if your website is under 100,000, remember I said if you're in the millions, no one's coming to your website, the lower the number, like Facebook is a one on Alexa. They're a one, okay? Because they get mad traffic all day long. And they adhere to all the standards, the current standards of websites. So the top 1% of websites globally are under 100,000 Alexa score. Well, this morning I checked and we were 99,000, I think 640. We've continually gone down over the past couple weeks. And I said to the team, Dan Kapitsky, Natalie Kapitsky, Elisa, Michael, Arbind, Kirkland is out there. I mean, we have a real team here that works on this show and makes it possible. And I said, this is going to be monumentous because for the first time in the history of the show, we are. Oh, So Jeff is saying I'm driving his Alexa crazy because, yeah, I know. Every time you say the word Alexa, she's listening for a command, right? I'm sorry about that. I'll just stop using that word and I'll just call her Lexi. How's that? So we've been waiting. We've been watching. We were like, wow, I can't believe it. We are going to be under 100,000 pretty soon. And it happened a lot faster because Natalie Kapitsky is handling social media again. She's handling social media for the first time. Utam, he just couldn't get the things done that I wanted him to get done. And so I had to shift gears a little bit. Which, by the way, we have a new Instagram page that I would really appreciate it if people would go out and follow it. It's at Superhuman Radio. I'll put it up here on the screen in a second. But anyway, this morning we were, for the first time in the history of the show, 14 years, it'll be 15 years in November of this year, we are actually in the top 1% of websites globally around the world with a 99,000 and something Lexi score, let's say. We're not going to use the word because Jeff Clifton's his smart speaker is going crazy. This is monumentous. This is no small thing for us. It means that the show continues to progress. It continues to reach more people. We know that because more people are coming to the website. That's good for teaching people about the truths about health, introducing people to wonderful products that are worthy of your attention and your dollars. And it's only going to get better from here. I told the team this morning that the next goal is to get down to 75,000. And we will get there because I'm not going anywhere. I think everybody realizes by now that this wasn't just a whim or a hobby for me. I'm 14 years into it. We are officially the longest running health and fitness and anti-aging podcast in the world. That's not small either. Think about that. I just come and show up every day and do a show, but you do that for 14 years and all of a sudden you've earned some credentials. So I'd appreciate it if you go to Instagram and follow at Superhuman Radio and help us start to reach more people on Instagram. I'm going to put it up here real quick. I thought I had this up today. I don't know what happened to it. But I'm typing it for those of you who are watching live. If you could go to your Instagram account and follow at Superhuman Radio, that would be great. Natalie Kapitsky is doing some amazing things with our social media. I'm sure you've seen some of the images. They're compelling. They're interesting. They're fun. And they are helping us reach more people. And so if you do follow us at Superhuman Radio, please share some of the posts to help us build a larger following on Instagram. So that's the first thing. Historic day today, July 24th, 2020. The other thing I wanted to talk about was we have a mailing list. If you go to superhumanradio.net, at the very top right-hand side, you can get on our mailing list. We will not send you garbage. All we do is once a week send out the content roundup. So if you've been busy, working hard, and you don't want to have to go to the website per se and see what shows have aired, the content roundup gives you all the shows for the week, and you can go, oh, I only want to see this. I want to listen to this one or see this one, because now all the video is on our website too. So you can watch it or listen. It's up to you. But the content roundup will allow you to scan and go, nah, none of these shows interest me, next week, and get it done faster than going to the website and having to scroll through. So I'm asking people to please go to superhumanradio.net on the top right-hand side, join our mail list. And I promise you, we will not hound you with anything. All you will get is once a week the content roundup so that you can be apprised of what shows were produced so that if you're interested in those shows, you can then go there and listen to them or watch them at the website. Next week, we're doing a very, very important show with Alex Leaf. He has the Fat Loss Blueprint. We're going to have discussions about that. So if fat loss is a big thing to you, that's next week. We have a lot of good shows next week, but that one especially. So watch out for that. And it is Friday, and I hope you have a wonderful weekend. I hope you do fun things. I hope you stay healthy and safe, and I hope you share the show. I am seeing more and more people sharing the shows. And I don't kid myself, those of you who share the show, you should feel some of the congratulatory feelings about us breaking the 100,000 Alexa threshold today. Because those of you who share the show, you help me and the show. You help our team. And more importantly, you help the people who get to listen to great shows. Like yesterday's show on Lyme disease. Dr. Horowitz gave the cure to Lyme disease yesterday. Literally. Gave it away for free. And obviously you can buy his book, and we plugged the book on the show. But he explained the drugs to use to completely put Lyme disease in remission. Like, where else are you going to hear that stuff? Where? I don't know many places. Danny Geraldo Oquendo, who lives in Colombia and is a fan of the show and is watching live. He says, I just started following at Superhuman Radio on Instagram. Danny, you've always been a great support. You always come and watch, and I appreciate that, and I hope someday that we can meet. I hope someday that we can meet all of us. We're talking to some people about finally doing a Superhuman Radio get-together. And I think it's going to happen next year. And I hope that everybody that can come does, because I would like nothing more than to actually see the faces of the people who I feel so connected to from doing this show for 14 years. So that's it. Have a great weekend, and see you Monday.